Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
And you know what? NXT only had 3 matches. Actually, not even that, 2 tonight. And then the Mae Young Classic, a lot of people advanced to the quarterfinals. SmackDown Live. Thank you so much for reviving my hope in professional wrestling. Not really, I mean, not as a whole. Reviving my hope for WWE there. Because I got to find something. I had to find something to be positive on, and I cannot tell you how much it means to me that Team Blue is actually trying. And welcome to the show, folks, from Arkansas, Granny Villain, I mean Hulkster.
Well, hello, B-Train. And no, I am not Granny Villain. I am Granny Hulkster. Thank you very much, fans. Don't pay any attention to what he's saying because he's delusional tonight.
I am not so. I mean,
yes,
Granny,
you are.
Granny answered to Villain. She denies it.
I did not. Let me tell you. I heard Kevin say Granny. And then I said, what? I did not hear him say the word villain. Now, we've talked about this, B-Train. And, of course, my son is in total agreement with you on everything, you know, about your good book and your wrestling Bible. And folks, let me tell you, his wrestling Bible is a spiral notebook. Okay? That's his wrestling Bible, is a spiral notebook. That he wrote this little verse in his notebook. Just saying, you know. I mean, just saying. So,
Granny and I got to be in better moods after watching the chaos that ensued on SmackDown Live. Becky Lynch got speared through the Tron. I cannot believe the bottom half of it, for that matter. And you can tell Granny Charlotte was really hurt. Her forearms are bloody. She had a bruised wrist, they said. Scratches, nothing major. She did land kind of awkward on that moonsault during the match. And I got to say, Granny, wow, what a SmackDown Live. Oh, wait. You know, to start off this momentous occasion, we folks, yes, we normally review large pay-per-views, but I don't think reviewing Super Letdown, I mean Showdown, would be fair to you guys. But we are going to review SmackDown Live. Stand by, folks, on Off the Rails Uncensored.
Yeah.
I must say, Granny, if one thing is for sure, SmackDown Live gives you a different feel, a different look every week, and I just love what they do. Who's going to expect, you know, Daniel Bryan? Well, Granny, did you catch any of SmackDown Live?
No, I did not. I was busy last night, so I didn't get to see any of it. I didn't get home in time, so.
Well, you would have enjoyed. You would have enjoyed what Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles. They were on his TV, and it's kind of funny. They said, "Do you enjoy? What do you enjoy most as a stress reliever?" And Daniel Bryan goes, "Well, punching Miz in the face is quite the stress reliever." And AJ goes, "Yeah, you too? I thought about doing that just now." He also
that
would called
have been enjoyable
the Miz
to see.
Well, Daniel Bryan says, "Oh, I've known the Miz quite often. You know, even off camera, he's better known as the 2 minute man. Well, I'll give you 30
Ooh,
seconds,
my.
But you know, he's known as." Yeah, see, I'm saying SmackDown Live, Granny, gets personal. They get in your face. They're chaotic. They're not all over the place like Monday Night Raw. And plus, Shelton Benjamin went one-on-one with AJ Styles. It was a very good match. I mean, the women's match, Granny, set the tone for the show. Have that match be the SmackDown Live women's title as the first match was a statement in itself, because normally that would have been the main event. Or I mean, SmackDown Live didn't waste any time making it air apparent that they are one of the premier main shows to be a part of. And I think that if you're from NXT, this is not just saying, but if you're a part of any main roster, you're privileged. But if you end up going on SmackDown Live as a part of the main roster, you're in for a treat, because that show not only showcased main talent, it was awesome. I mean, I'm glad that I watched that show, because Samoa Joe went one-on-one with Jeff Hardy. Samoa got hurt, I guess. It was a qualifying cup for Riyadh in Saudi Arabia to say who is the best in the world. Now, Grady, it's weird. The Big Show was on the show, and I said, "Holy shit, I haven't seen this dude in a year." And
wow.
He's part of the main event. Yeah, he went one-on-one with Randy, and Randy got up there, man, for that RKO. I mean, it was just – I guess Shinsuke Nakamura will face Rey Mysterio next week. I'm thinking, holy – I haven't seen some of these names in forever.
I haven't seen Rey Mysterio in quite some time.
That's what I'm saying. SmackDown Live pulls legends out the ass, and they don't force, you know, to sit there and succumb to what – I'm not saying I dislike Triple H. The fans who are asking that question, I don't – I question him in regards to how he books himself sometimes. But other than that, I mean, you can't deny Hunter's worth as a part of the company. What I'm saying is – SmackDown Live didn't have to pull legends out of the ass to get their show back on track. Yes, shots fired, Michael, but my thing is, if you watch Monday Night Raw and compare that to SmackDown Live show last night, watch NXT, and they only had two matches, Keith Lee versus Kona Reeves. That was a squash, and Nikki Cross, Granny, you will laugh your head off if you ever get the chance to watch this lady. She is hilarious. She is like, they call her the Scarlet Witch of NXT, and she comes out and interrupts Tommaso Ciampa and Velveteen. She's going all over the place saying, I know who did it. I know. She knocks the microphone, Granny, out of Tommaso. She knocks the microphone out of Tommaso Ciampa's hand. And then she goes onto the floor of the mat, and she goes, "I know who did it. I know who did it." She's referring to folks who attacked Aleister Black at before NXT, the week before NXT TakeOver in Brooklyn. And the big drama is that Cassius Ohno may have done it, or Johnny Gargano, a.k.a. Johnny Wrestling, did it. No one knows that was Black, but somehow, Granny, somehow this little spitfire, Nikki Cross from Sanity, knows who attacked Aleister Black, which is ironic and also funny at the same time. And so NXT is also, Granny, going to be the first group, I guess, to do a double main event.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be the War Raiders. I love the last name of their tag team. I think it's very fitting. The War Raiders versus Undisputed Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly for the NXT Tag Team Championships, plus a women's main event, Bianca Belair versus Nikki Cross. Now, I have seen double mains in indie wrestling, but not so much anywhere in WWE. I've seen them in ROH, and it wasn't televised, but wow, NXT pulling out all the stops. That's why I say I'm digging it. I love crazy wrestling. I love wrestling, period. It's just, it revived my faith that WWE can actually produce something that can satisfy the fans. Because, like I said, I'm not going to spend my time reviewing a pay-per-view in which Icon, myself, and Granny could just easily tear apart, because from what we saw, we could have easily seen that shit in the States. I'm talking about Charlotte versus Becky, New Day versus Cesaro and Sheamus. We already see that crap on USA Network. Why would you torture Australia with that shit? I mean, I get that they haven't seen WWE in 16 years, but my God, you would think that they would be able to produce a better show than that, because the main event was great. It just had some ooh-ah moments, and ouch, I can't believe these two men are doing this still. So, I mean, yeah, that review, folks, sums up pretty much Super Letdown. I mean, Showdown.
Yeah, from what I heard, it wasn't that fantastic. I mean, just from what I've heard people say, so...
Well, Granny, honestly, like, if you were to do a show overseas or book a show overseas, then wouldn't you want to give that country something they have not seen? I mean, some fans are, you know, simple to please. They aim to please, you know what I'm saying? But why would you put the same shit that you see in the States on the card? I mean, it's ridiculous. AJ versus Joe for the umpteenth time?
Well,
and
I agree. I would have wanted to have something that people hadn't seen before. But like I said, that's why I'm not a booker, and I'm not a promoter fan, because I don't want any part of that part of the business. You know, I'll be a loyal fan, you know,
yeah,
till the day I die. But I'm not gonna be a promoter or a booker. I don't want that part of the business.
I think, Granny, what really hurt me was the fact that they knew what they had to do. They still fucked around anyways, and it's just like they, as in, like, collectively speaking, the set looked cool. There's 70,000 people, so you might as well just call it Australia Mania, because that's what it felt like. It felt like WrestleMania all over again. You know, I sat close to lower level in New Orleans, and I watched a shit show. I liked the fact that Undertaker came out, you know, and he faced John Cena and gave the fans, you know, a hoorah. But other than that, the Asuka Charlotte match, some people liked a bitch. I personally, Granny, I thought it was a great match because of the story that it told. My thing was they didn't really build upon after that. And Super Showdown, how many times have we heard Shawn Michaels and Hunter say this is the last time? and yet they're having another fucking match.
I know.
It boggles my mind. Like, I love Hunter and I love Sean. But why in the fuck would you... This is why I said too little too late. It's wrestling. I mean, you gotta roll with the punches. We can't always be cynic about shit, and that's why I'm saying it's nice refresher that SmackDown Live just put on a clinic as to this is what wrestling is. This is a show. This, you know, Jeff Hardy and Samoa Joe had a decent match, although I wish Samoa Joe would have come out on top. I mean, it's okay, though, because no matter what, you look at both shows, Granny, and you see the difference. I think, I don't know what it is. I mean, both locker rooms are loose from what I've been exposed to as an extra, and I can tell you SmackDown Live seems like the it place to be because it's the most underrated, underhyped show. But when you watch it all the way through the full 2 hour capacity of it, you're just like, man, what a show. I never expected that. Or oh, Aiden English, Rusev and Lana, Granny, you're going to laugh. So it turns out Aiden was just trying to use that to get back in Lana so Rusev would go back with him. And I'm like, wow, okay. So Aiden ended up looking like the fool because he tried hitting on Lana. And Rusev said, you've been hacked. And it said, here's what really happened. And we're like, wow, they had us all fooled. One night in Milwaukee turned out to be one night where Aiden English looks like a creep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, I mean, that right there, like, had everyone fooled. I mean, we all thought that Aiden and Lana were going to make out or something of a sexual nature was going to happen, and it didn't. And that's where I'm saying, folks, it had the essentials of being really vulgar, you know, really nasty. And then turns out Aiden English was just trying to get Rusev to come back. That's kind of weird. After you attack somebody, see how that makes sense, folks? If Rusev would have went with English, people would have been up in arms about it and been like, oh, well, I can't believe that they're following the same format as Raw. They didn't do it, folks. They didn't, you know, go against their principle. A heel stays a heel. Aiden English has always been a fucking heel ever since I've known that dude. Not personally, but as a career, Aiden English has never been a fucking good babyface. He just never has. Of course, when they were in NXT, he was in NXT with Simon Gotch. Yeah, that he was, you know, part of the Vaudevillains, and they've always been the team that people known to be as heels, unless they were saddled with Blue Pants, which I love that character. Because the entrance theme was da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, Blue Pants, and it was hilarious. But anyways, yeah, I think that angle was really good. And what else? The main event was kind of lackluster, Randy Orton and Big Show, except for until the end when Orton got all the way up for an RKO, you're just like, man. Even though people hate on him now because he's a bad guy and he's been doing creepy things to people, I don't think so. I think the new Randy Orton's kind of endearing to me. Of course, me being myself, I tend to lean towards people who are villain-esque. That's just me. SmackDown Live, Granny, kind of appeals to the nature of any fan, and that's what you want because different flavors of ice cream. Meaning, if you're a fan of a certain somebody, SmackDown Live is a show or is a destination show you want to be watching. NXT, they have a variety as well. It's just overly expensive all the time, no matter which class of NXT goes through. I mean, you can't deny those two shows are kind of anchoring WWE right now. I mean, they've got Mae Young Classic, they've got Cruiserweights, but my humble opinion, I mean, Raw really needs to work on doing, you know, what SmackDown Live does, and that's keeping it simple, stupid. I say this, I've said this on a lot of episodes. If you don't keep things simple, stupid, the fans will just walk away, and they will not watch your bullshit. Not saying what Hunter and Sean are doing is bullshit, but Granny, they're grown-ass men who have been through the ringer. Why they would put themselves through more of a ringer, I'll never be able to tell you. All I can tell you is from a wrestling perspective, once you get the urge to scratch that itch, let me tell you, it's hard to stay away from wrestling. It is hard. Because once you get hooked on that metaphorical drug known as pro wrestling, folks, you're never going to quit. And Granny can tell you she's got a lot of friends that feel the same way. If they ever stepped away, they'd tell her, yep, I got to come back. I don't know why, but I'm going to.
Very true.
Because even as a fan, I mean, you watch it and you're like, oh man, it's made me mad. I'm not going to watch it. Then you just, by happenstance, maybe stay away from wrestling for a couple days or a month or whatever. And then you're like, man, I really want to catch up on this shit. And you sit there and you binge watch and you're like, holy, what have I missed? And it's kind of like with some people in Ring of Honor. Miss 1 week and already you feel like withdrawal symptoms. So, I understand.
Yeah, I hate that. I mean, you know, I hate that. When I, you know, I don't get to see wrestling for a while, you know, I miss my wrestling fix, you know, at the independent shows, you know, and I miss that when I don't get to go. And so,
it's definitely hard, Granny, because, you know, as a fan, you can sit there and see stuff like what's closest to you. And also, we have access now to things that we didn't have access to when we were growing up, and that's the network. And that didn't exist. Our network was going to these events and watching them as they happened.
Yep, that's true.
And the other thing is, you know, folks, I got to say, being a part of, you know, Monday Nitro or Monday Night Raw or, you know, the very first SmackDown, I guess it's kind of monumental for me, Granny. It's funny. I went to the very first Raw. I went to the very first SmackDown Live. Well, it was known as SmackDown back then in 1999. I went to the 1,000th edition of Monday Night Raw. I went to the 25th anniversary. Point is, folks, wrestling's so addictive because you can't really pinpoint when you're going to come back to it, when you're going to quit it. There are points where Monday Night Raw could become good again, but for the time being, no. Smack, that's what I said. I want to be positive tonight versus me being completely negative, where I could be a mix of both. And I choose to just, for once, you know, just be like, okay, what was the good of this week in wrestling? Because if I focus, Tina, on the bad of professional wrestling all the time, that's going to draw people away. Or that's going to repulse people from, you know, listening in on my show. You know that I acknowledge fans from around the world. And Tina, let me ask you this. If you were negative at your job all the time, do you think people would want to hang around you? That's what, you know, I'm just being honest with you, because the reason why I criticize it so much is because I care. The reason why I enjoyed unleashing a good old Brian Rails rant is because I feel it necessary to let the world know exactly what us fans are thinking of Raw in a way that's not a harm, but it's a suggestive way. Like, okay, you guys could do this and make it better versus you guys suck, go fuck yourselves. That works for some people who can get the point across, but me tends to kind of backfire sometimes when people misinterpret what I say. So, Tina, I hope I answered your question. You have a good rest of your night, hon. Okay, awesome. She says, hi, Granny.
Oh, well, hello.
And then you know, she proceeded to say, well, I'm going to get some shut-eye because I've got to work at 5 in the morning. You crazy thing. You're from where? Okay, so you're from New Haven, Connecticut. Wow. So you're pretty close to, so you don't like what Raw is doing either. None of us do, hon. Anything in particular? No? Oh, okay. She says that she's not fond of that we don't get one feud on Raw at all. It's just one in particular that focuses the Shield, and she said the Shield and Strowman, Ziggler, and McIntyre, but she says she's not really a fan of that because she feels that there should be room for more feuds and easier stuff for fans to follow versus us trying to follow 4 or 5 different feuds that make no sense. Okay, well, she does have a point.
She's got a point. Yes, she does have a point. She has a very valid point. So,
she also says that when championships are decided, it shouldn't be right away. Fans should have room for builds. You know, for she says SmackDown Live should be one, you know, example of what fans get on every, you know, not just one show, but every show. She enjoyed my rant yesterday, and she would like to say thank you on behalf of all the fans who used to believe in Monday Night Raw. Wow. That's pretty profound, folks, that if somebody found one of my rants to be soothing, because I guarantee you there are those that probably didn't like what they heard because they know it's true. So, again, SmackDown Live has proven, Granny, why they're the A-list show. No, I'm not referring to Miz, but it's the show where if you have lost your appetite for wrestling, it's going to make you want to get to the dining table again and start feeding into the frenzy. Because not only because of Daniel Bryan, not only because of Shelton Benjamin or all the athletes and all the awesome moments. Granny, do you know that Paige announced that there will be it's a 30-minute Iron Woman match at Evolution now between Charlotte and Becky? Yeah, it's
wow.
That's what I'm saying, folks. SmackDown Live is a fucking trailblazer in which they have innovative matches and they're not hesitant to push the envelope. They're not hesitant to say, okay, you know what? You don't like what you heard? Tough nuts, man. This is wrestling. This is not tiddlywinks. That's why I liked it, man, when AJ or Samoa Joe went into AJ's home that one week. Yeah, it was intrusive. Yes, it was a bit, you know, it's where they pushed the envelope. But, Granny, come on. You got to expose these kids to what wrestling was back in the day.
Yep, you do.
Because we... Granny grew up in the era in which J.J. Dillon went to a farmhouse, remember, with the shotgun?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I grew up in the era where Austin went to Pillman's house, was broken, you know, and Pillman shot with the pistol. I mean, there's tons of moments that are going to make you question, holy shit, are they pushing the envelope? When Stone Cold Steve Austin went, you know, onto Raw with a Zamboni, or, you know, when he came inside the arena with a freaking beer truck and sprayed the McMahons and The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
There's a crap ton of moments. So when Austin filled McMahon's vehicle with cement, which was hilarious.
Remember that, you know, so I mean...
I mean, you look, folks, at the moments in wrestling that Granny and I could sit here for hours and tell you about. SmackDown Live show was something special because every single show that they have, they give you a different look. It's never the same match. And that's what I think sets them apart, their brand apart from Team Red. Yeah, folks, Survivor Series is coming up soon. I mean, October's probably going to breeze by, yes. If you haven't already done so, you need to get the WWE Network because you'll have access to more than just WWE. You'll have ECW, WCW, Smoky Mountain Pro, NWA. It's only $9.99 a month, which is cheaper than MLB Network, NFL Network. It's $9.99, folks. Also, you get a preloaded card at your local Dollar Generals, GameStop, 7-Elevens, Best Buy, and Walmarts. So, please, you know, subscribe to the network and relive the moments that defined wrestling history. If you don't want to get the preloaded card at those places, folks, you can go to WWE Shop, order the preloaded card. It's $27.99 plus tax, shipping and handling. $6.99 standard shipping, 2 to 3 business days is when it'll arrive. 2 days business shipping, $11.99, and $21.99 for next day shipping. So it's worth it. Granny and I can agree upon that because we can watch whatever we want. We can watch Starrcade, we can watch Fall Brawl, we can watch ECW's Barely Legal or ECW One Night Stand. Whatever your taste in wrestling is now, folks, they've got Ring of Honor, they've got CZW, Evolve, they've got wrestling, you know, some of, I don't know if they have Wrestling Revolver, but I know that they have a crap ton of stuff. And some of the people that you see on NXT, such as Aleister Black or Sami Zayn or Kevin Owens or Dean Ambrose, guess what, folks? You can catch them in matches before they hit WWE. And believe it or not, Ambrose used to wear trunks, which is kind of weird, but he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yep, you know, folks, it's weird seeing Jonny Moxley in CZW in trunks, and, you know, I don't know where he got his influence from, but I know that if Pillman and Guerrero had a baby or blended their genetics together, there you have Ambrose.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, I forgot to tell you yesterday, B-Train. You're not going to believe who we're going to have on our show on the Attitude Era Live next Monday night.
Who?
James Ellsworth.
Uh-oh.
Well, apparently, Mr. Ellsworth had heard the Icon talking or mentioning him, you know, talking about him, mentioning some things about him. And apparently, I guess Mr. Ellsworth wants to call in to the Attitude Era Live next Monday night. So that's going to be a very interesting conversation, needless to say. I'm not sure what he wants to say. I'm not sure how he's going to address everybody, but it's going to be interesting.
Now, if only I can get Kevin Owens to call in.
No, you don't want to do that, B-Train. No, you do not want
you'll
to.
See,
do,
on my
you
show,
do not want to get Kevin Owens called.
Because if I get Kevin Owens to call in, Granny, you know what's going to happen? I'd have to put on my show, that is, I would have to put Icon on mute the whole show.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you would. So, needless to say, fans, it's going to be very, next Monday night is going to be very interesting, needless to say.
Because Ellsworth, oh, Lord, Icon, I love you to death, buddy, but whenever you mention the words, I don't know what how he described Ellsworth, but Granny, as I said, it'd be highly entertaining if I could get Kevin Owens to call into his show just to see Icon's rant and raving abilities just for shits and giggles on my end, because I could not contain my laughter if that shit went down.
You would have to mute yourself just because of all the laughter.
Exactly. If Kevin Owens showed up on that show, Granny, there's one thing you should know about Mr. Owens, and I know I can Mr. Owens. I could already tell that Icon was getting red in the face, getting so angry the earth shook. And I felt it too, folks. It was just as if you said, Granny loves The Miz and she wants nothing more to meet The Miz and give him a big old kiss on the cheek.
No, I don't think so.
See,
I mean, I don't talk bad about anybody like Icon does. You know, I mean, you know, there are certain wrestlers that I like and certain wrestlers that I don't like, but. You know, I don't have a hate relationship so much for, you know, so I mean, I don't care for Kevin Owens. He's not one of my favorite people to watch, but I don't think I would go to the point of like, oh, if I ever see that man, I'm gonna slap him in his face. You know, I wouldn't go to that. Granny can get pretty upset when I'm pushed too far. But, you know, that being said, too, I don't go to the extreme of, like, hating somebody so much that I would want to do physical bodily harm to them, you know, so.
Well, I mean, Granny, the fact that, you know, okay, Icon... Yeah, I had to. It's not a bad thing for us to vent about certain things we feel strongly about. However, that's why I was like, I got to cover ground now and just apologize on behalf of Hunter just a smidgen, because I don't want our show to be shut down. And. He didn't, like, he kept saying, I'm derailing your show. And I'm like, no, dude, you're not. That's kind of what the purpose of Off the Rails Uncensored is and always has been, is to be 100% honest. And Icon, I got to say, brother, Ellsworth, I cannot wait to see what Ellsworth is, or listen to what Ellsworth is going to say on your guys' show, because I've met him a couple times. I don't think he probably remembers me, but I have met James Ellsworth long time ago before he hit WWE. Very nice dude. It's just, oh Lord, Icon.
Well, you should call in next Monday night, B-Tray. You should call into our show next Monday night.
What time is it, Granny?
9 to 11 Central Time. And I'm not sure what time he's actually calling in, so, you know. But hey, we'll use you as a guest host. I'm sure Icon wouldn't mind, and I'm sure Big Swing wouldn't mind. I'm sure they would enjoy having you as part of the show.
I mean, it's pretty interesting, folks. I mean, we could use cross promotion, but I think I choose to do that on my own time because I just was messaging Pillman at one point. You know, it's funny. I messaged him the day after Granny, and he said, I was just about ready to tell you I was going to fix my car. I was just getting done fixing the rest of my car. I was like, that's funny that you say that because I was just putting oil in mine. And he goes, I guess great minds think alike.
Yep, they sure do.
It was great having him on our show.
Yes, it was.
I always tell people, don't ask guests questions that they've probably heard a million times. So the smoke and screen method, or smoke and mirrors method, is kind of a preferred one of mine. When I asked him, okay, so what's the most annoying question you've ever had to answer? I had a feeling that it was the question about Stone Cold, you know, in the house. Was it a real gun? He's like, Jesus Christ. I was like, I think that if I would have asked him that question, Granny, probably would have hung up.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because if you think about it, he was only 4 years old. He doesn't – all he remembers is being told to stay upstairs and this and that, the other. And when I commented, oh, ask him that question, I was like, no. I was like, there's certain things you don't ask wrestlers, and I think that was kind of the question. He's like, oh, but he'll tell you he'll give you the scoop. And I'm like, I love you to death, you big old goober, but, you know, I was like, nervous when I got a random message saying, please refrain from using COO's name in this regard. And I'm like, okay. So I covered ground, no biggie. But I would love to have a voice changer. You know why, Granny?
Why is that?
If I call in on Monday's show, oh, hello, person who hates the greatest wrestler ever. By the way, man, you know who I am? It's Kevin Owens.
Oh, my.
Just to hear Icon be like, what? he probably
you are devious, my friend. You are very devious.
Oh, Granny, have you? You can ask my best friend of 16 years. If I'm not devious, I'm either goofy as fuck, or I can just tell you. To get a rise out of somebody, I will sit there and literally watch people writhe and wriggle like worms on a hook. And it is funny that when I tell them I'm just joking, they're like, you are one sick. Yeah. And see, if I had a voice changer, be like, well, hello, man. I'm from, you know, Canada, your favorite country. Oh, I love Canada, man. Do you know who I am, man? If I had that voice changer, I'd put it up to my throat. Yeah, man. I'm the guy that you absolutely want to
despise.
Slap. I'm the guy. I am Mr. Monday, Raw is Owens. Raw is Kevin Owens, man. And as many times as Icon would hang up, I would just keep calling and be like, so you like hanging up on Canadians? I see how you are.
You would be like the guy calling back all the time the other day, like the one that kept calling back that you kept
oh my
disconnecting.
Oh, I'm
Either that, or you know what's kind of funny? Big Swing is waiting for the toilet guy. Remember me telling you the story about the toilet guy when we were on Jordan's podcast? And Jordan lives in Canada. And this guy randomly calls in to Jordan's show quite often, from what I understand. And he says, well, I have a question for Granny Hulkster. And I said, well, I'll do my best to answer it. And I'm waiting for the question. And all of a sudden, I hear a toilet flushing. Well, Icon has been a guest host the last couple of weekends on Jordan's show. Well, apparently, this toilet flusher guy has gotten a hold of Icon's phone number and calls him randomly on his phone, on his personal phone number, and flushes the toilet. So now Big Swing is waiting for the toilet guy to call in to the Attitude Era Live and flush the toilet on everybody.
You know, why don't we find this guy's phone number and be like, okay, why don't we fart over the phone and see how you like it?
And from what I understand, this guy uses random phone numbers. He doesn't call, you know, like how I have my phone number when I call into the show or when I call into Attitude Air Live, I have my phone number. Well, apparently this guy has random phone numbers that he uses.
Wow.
From what I hear, so I don't know that to be a, but that's just what I've been hearing. You know, that apparently this guy has different phone numbers that he just randomly uses. So that just sounds like somebody that just doesn't have a life or has a lot of time on his hands, that he doesn't care if he makes life for other people miserable or not. You know, and personally, people like that, I don't have time for, you know. You call in, you have a question for us on our show, whether it's this show or Attitude Era Live, hey, we'll be glad to talk to you. We'll be glad to answer your questions. But don't sit there and waste everybody's time, especially, you know, if you've got, you know, a big name person on your show and you're doing a really good interview, and you know, don't be wasting that person's time because, you know, they're taking time out of their busy schedule to come onto your show, you know, and if you have no more respect than that for people, hey, I'm sorry, you know, I'm not going to give you the time of day.
Also, folks, like I said, if you call into the show and you begin to speak about something that's not even close to professional wrestling, like this one guy, Granny, I think it's the one that called in about gun control, I wanted to punch in the face.
Well, it was either that or call into a rap show.
Hey, dumbass, did you not read the description of my show? It clearly says, we at Wrestle Radio Network talk anything and everything professional wrestling. And never on the asterisk or anything at all said, we talk anything and everything, you know, politics. And, oh, why not try and lecture me on my show, though? You got to dangle the shiny object in front of people's faces. Like, really, bro?
Yeah.
Honestly,
the one that only had been watching wrestling. He started
years.
Watching wrestling in 2016. I mean,
come on, man. You're not a real fan. You are a crack addict is what you are. Because you have to be. You have to be on some kind of substance to call into my show and expect me not to hang up on you and not to give you a lecture in what it is to be a wrestling fan. Because I thoroughly enjoyed hanging up on you not once, not twice, but three times. And Granny was like, oh, he's done it now. Because I told Granny, folks, you know, Granny, I think I'd like a minute alone with our audience.
Yep, and I very graciously got off the line, you know, because I knew B-Train had something very important to say. And he probably didn't want to hurt Granny, and he probably did not want to hurt Granny's tender ears, people, you know, so just saying. He has enough respect for me, he didn't want to hurt my tender ears with what he had to say, so.
Well, all I said was, you know, if you're a fan of anything, it's like Granny and I going on to a golf podcast without snoring loudly about they hit a ball. And they walk across the green and watch the birds fly across the goddamn sky. And then they ask,
I do miniature golf, you know, regular golf, no, I don't want no part of. But I tell you, I always enjoyed the movie Happy Gilmore with Adam Sandler.
Yes.
I mean, that was I don't like golf per se, but, you know, that was a funny movie, you know, so, you know. But
folks, I mean, what we're saying is, like, if you don't have any reference points, like, as to how you're a fan of something or why you like or dislike something, do not call into our show. Do not. Like, we encourage phone calls and a lot of questions are on Instagram and Alex, like, so what do you think of the whole Khabib thing? Again, I don't really care about UFC. I don't follow trends. I'm one of those people that will read about the trends, but I won't, like, if there's a t-shirt out for wrestling, like, Undisputed, everyone gets their shirts. I don't mind them, Granny, per se, but when everybody's drinking the Kool-Aid, fuck that shit. When everybody has Johnny Wrestling shirts, no. Or when everyone has had a Shinsuke Ichiban shirt, or, like, you know, I don't, if you're going to ask me the question why I don't follow trends, folks, here's what good old B-Train's going to tell you. I like being different. I don't like following the herd. Because in wrestling, folks, it's nice to have something unique. It's nice to be different. And that's why I say this in a nice tone. SmackDown Live is way different than Monday Night Raw. They should have the higher numbers on Gerwick Dunlap, but for some reason, Granny, they're saying that it's, like, never going to be above a 2.8. I think they're hiding something. Because how is it Monday Night Raw has 3 million viewers? Oh, wait. Ronda Rousey, anyone? The stupid Bella twins? Yes, I said stupid. Because those two fucks cannot wrestle. They cannot. They cannot fucking work. There's been two times, Granny, actually more than that, where they have tried moves like a drop kick off the top rope that didn't even hit the mark. Or, Sarah, you know, Brie Bella was grabbing Sarah Logan's foot, and Sarah Logan took a bump. She didn't even touch her. I go, okay, so you want me to – this is ridiculous, dude. You want me to like the Bellas? I don't find them appealing. I think that their wrestling sucks, and I think that they're only doing this so that they can get money for their TV deal, the Total Bellas. They have enough money to fund anyways, but, like, if I'm going to nitpick, here's what I'm going to tell you. The reason why I don't ever follow trends on wrestling, okay, NWO is different, dude. DX is different. Evolution, that's also different. What I do, there are different types of wrestling fans, man. Different flavors of ice cream. Okay, is your name Coda? Okay, Coda. Let me inform you something. Granny and I have different viewpoints. And for you to sit there and say that, well, you're kind of, you know, a double standard. How am I a double standard? A double standard means saying one thing and then completely turning around and doing the other. I like some of Undisputed's members, you know, like Adam Cole and Roderick Strong. Not so much a Kyle O'Reilly fan. Bobby Fish is okay. But I'm not going to run around wearing what every fucking fracking NXT fan wears just so that I can feel better about myself at night. Does that answer your question, my friend? Thank you. Have a nice day. he was asking, well, why doesn't Granny watch NXT? I was like, dude, her schedule does not allow her to. I mean, if she did have time, yes, she would, but she's an active Moose Lodge member. She's an active advocate for WFC. She does a lot of stuff that if she had time to watch the network, sure. But Granny is busy, man. She doesn't have time just to sit on her butt all day and watch TV. That'd be a very boring life.
Yes, it would be very boring.
I mean, you get up and you go to the restroom, you eat, you get to watch TV. There's some people like that in this world. I mean, like, if all day long you just sit and watch the TV, I mean, wouldn't Granny, that would be such a life where you say, okay, I would like to get out and do something, go to a thrift store, or go to a movie, or go to a mall, or go to somewhere fun. Like,
yep.
A friend of mine, we went to Chicago for Money in the Bank. We just, you know, we went to Navy Pier. We didn't just stay in the hotel, folks, and watch the network. I mean, that'd be kind of defeating the purpose of traveling to a different state in a different city. And Chicago's a very, very historical city, so there's a lot of places that you can go. This is what I'm saying is, back to the point, I don't follow the herd. I never have. When it comes to the business, yeah, I'm unique, man. But to answer the question, has my gimmick ever changed? Yes. I used to be just plain old Brian Rails. Then I added the nickname B-Train. Brian Rails is kind of a name that surfaced in 2009. And then it changed to B-Train in 2012. And 13, it went back to Brian Rails. Dude, you're really starting to piss me the fuck off when you say, well, you know, it's still used to you never fell in line. Yeah, I had to. Because if I didn't fall in line, per se, I would have never, ever made it in wrestling or held down a job. So you're not asking questions. You're just trying to make yourself all big and bad on a Instagram. You're how old? All of that explains it. You're 23 years old. Why don't you get off your mama's tit long enough to see the light of day, dude? I'm going to block you. Okay, you're not the admin, dude. Fuck off. This dude, Granny, literally started off the sentence, well, I like your show, but there are a few things I would like to change. You don't say that to the host of the show that's been, like, you know, there for 2 years. Okay? So just a word to the wise, my friend. I'm not going to block you. I'm just going to tell you, you mouth off to any host. And what if Granny and I were famous and we were part of the WWE podcast? What would you say then? I'd probably still tune in and probably still criticize. Yeah, that tells you how stupid you are. Oh, man, Granny. Even when they don't call in, they still flood the gates on our Instagram. It's kind of funny.
Well, I would just love for someone just to actually just physically call into our show and ask some questions. I mean, you know, I don't mind, you know, answering people's questions if I can, you know, if I can reasonably give them an answer, you know, on what they're asking.
Well, he was,
you know,
why doesn't Granny watch NXT? And I was like, dude, again, you know, you can't question somebody that is active in other aspects of her life. I mean, I don't speak for Granny. I never do, but it irritates me when people ask me, why didn't she ever watch this? Why didn't she ever watch that? Guys.
Because I don't have time. I mean,
she would, man.
That I have a very busy schedule. I mean, I am involved in many things. You know, my church, the Moose Lodge, WFC, you know, you know, I have a lot of things going on that I have to deal with, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you know, and, you know, sometimes my health, you know, causes me issues, and, you know, I don't, if I'm not feeling good, I'm not going to sit up and watch TV or watch the WWE Network all hours of the night. I'm going to go to bed and try to get some rest. You know, for those fans that don't know, I'm 56 years old, people. You know, and that may not seem old to you, you young people out there listening, you know, but hey, Granny has had her share of health scares in my life. And I appreciate each and every day that I'm still alive and breathing and walking. You know, when I can get up each morning and I'm still breathing and I'm like, thank you, God, for another day, that's important to me, because I'm just going to throw this out here, betraying just for a minute, but, and not everybody knows this, but back in 2004, about a month after I lost my dad, I ended up in the hospital. They told me I had a blood clot in my leg. Well, long story short, I actually had two blood clots in my leg. One of the clots broke loose and went to my lung while I was in the hospital. Doctor told me the next day that if I had not went to the hospital that Sunday night that I did, I would have died. You know, I wouldn't have made it. My son was a junior in high school at the time. I wasn't even married to my husband, David, at the time. I had just lost my dad the month before. So fans, you know, to answer your question, sir, about why I don't watch NXT, that is just one main specific reason why I do not. Not that I don't like NXT, because I do. It's just I don't physically have the time. And my health, you know, kind of takes priority over some things. And maybe someday, if, you know, God forbid, I don't wish anything bad on anybody, but, you know, people don't always understand, you know, certain things. Well, when they have a health scare like that, when you're that close to dying, it kind of opens your eyes about a lot of things, people. Just saying.
It, you know, like, for people to be like, okay, well, this is why, and you should do this, and you should do that, like, for real, like, I want to inform you all something. When you have ultimate feelings of questioning somebody why they do something the way they do, let me explain something to y'all. Do we question why your music is so shitty that we want to put our heads in the toilet and flush like that stupid fuck who calls from different phones, you schizophrenic piece of shit? I mean, for real, do we question why every single post on Facebook is, I'm depressed, woe is me, you know, feel sorry for me, or, you know, Granny, I don't know, some adults need gold stars for a lot of shit. And that is like, I, you know, I took out the trash, I feel accomplished. Would you like a gold star, motherfucker? I mean, dude, to tell you the truth, Dylan, I'm just wondering, my friend, like, do you find it unnerving that I'm calling you out on your shit without even knowing who you are? You've watched wrestling for, you said, since, you know, you're 21, right? Okay, so my question to you is, you've watched wrestling for 16 years. Do you recall, let's see, you're 21, so 97. So around the time of Attitude Era, you were 3 years old. let me just say why I don't follow wrestling trends is not a bad thing. Because if I was like every person on this earth, that would be super boring. If Granny was like every wrestling fan on this earth, man, I just gonna say nothing would make me even more depressed, because every wrestling fan tends to be different, but also now people just love dueling chants, not just the chance to get themselves over, but they don't really grasp that this is something in which you got to watch all the way through instead of just wait to, like, oh, well, this match is going to suck. This is the reason why I hate wrestling. Granny, I had to turn around in Houston and tell this guy, yeah, we know John Cena is what you don't like, but can you please shut the fuck up and watch the show? And then I turn around and go to Brooklyn, and I had to endure somebody on their phones, on the shop, and that's kind of hilarious. Well, they didn't have this at the merch stands. Dude, it's no tax at the merch stand. If you order from the shop, I'm going to laugh at you because there's shipping fees. So really, you may be cheaper, but it's the truth. You go to a show, you got to understand, folks, having the ability to buy something while you're there is worthwhile versus going on the shop and wasting your money. I'm just telling you right now. Anyways, folks, we're going to end the show on that note. Yeah, normally I hit Punk's theme and go off the rails, as I like to call it. But, Granny, we're going to call it a quiz because I've got a Tennessee trip that I'll be going through to Overdrive with Kurt Gannon. So, folks, if you didn't like what good old Beecher has to say, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it, Granny.
And if you don't like what Granny Hulkster has to say, what you going to do when Granny Hulkster goes crazy on you? And B-Train, please tell Kurt I said hello.
I will also tell him that you have denounced the Chiefs and Royals and love the Yankees and Raiders and have become
No, I am still a diehard Chiefs and Royals fan. My Chiefs are 5-0, baby, right now, so that makes Granny a very happy person.
Do you know, Granny, that there's been so many exorcisms and the Titanic has risen up from the ocean and all the children from the orphanages, they're all crying because the Chiefs have won football games and natural disasters, folks. Don't forget, natural disasters and cable TV have been flickering because the Chiefs have won football games. Now remember that.
Oh, my. Good night, everybody.
Good night, folks. Toodles, bitches. Granny and I have to get our sleep.
Good night.
Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of personality. The cult of personality, the cult of personality.